Today's program was brought to you by the first hour of Adderall.
Full service radio. Hey, friends. Good morning. It's time to GTFO.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Paige Plister.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome, everybody who's listening to GTFO Radio. We've said our names.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't repeat it. You could just, I don't know, wait for us to say it again.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah. Figure it the fuck out.
Hit that previous 30-second button on your iPhone.
That is a thing.
It's a thing. Today is December 6th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We are quickly approaching the end of this fuck-ass year, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it's like every year we're like, thank God it's over.
Yeah.
Knowing very well that we're going to do the same thing.
We already did that episode, mind you, about two episodes ago. Our Friendsgiving episode. You can check it out in our archives on iTunes.
The archives?
Archives.
Wow.
I'm telling you. It's the caffeine. It's moving. My brain is moving faster than my mouth.
It's too much.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
The coffee here at the Lion Hotel and tea options.
Very caffeinated.
They are strong as fuck.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like I should go outside and run up and down the stairs and then do the show.
You can do that during the break.
Yeah, I could.
You could. I don't want to. There are very nice wreaths outside, though.
Yeah.
Outside of the Lion Hotel. It's very nice. Union Station looks very nice. I love Union Station.
Haven't been there
time.
In a while.
Yeah, they decorate it. They use a lot of money to decorate it. They have like a working model train thing. And it's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So walking into the studio today is our friend Jason, who is wearing a lovely black ensemble right now. What is that, like a Moscow hat? Like with the okay, come on with the fresh press. Okay. A lovely leather bag, an over the knee boot.
Yes.
This is just fashions for the gods, and I'm here for it. Please have a seat. Yes, please. You will not be on the microphone, though. You're
wow.
Just going to sit here and look at us.
Damn.
You just got to let them know. When you come in with an over-the-knee boot on a Thursday morning, sometimes you got to let people know. This isn't your show.
You got to sit.
Got to let them know.
Just a reminder for everyone listening to this live, you can call us. The phone number is 202-450-1636. If you have something to say, we're here to listen.
Mm-hmm. You can also email somebody.
Yeah, we forgot what our email address is.
Doesn't matter.
Reservations@thelinehotel.com.
Correct. Yeah. That is how you reach us at GTFO Radio.
Oh, man, I feel fucked up.
It's the tea.
Yeah, should we go into horoscopes right now?
We didn't ask each other how we feel. We haven't checked in with each other.
Oh, how do you feel, Allison?
I feel great, actually.
That's good.
I'm feeling very positive. I don't know. Is it like a new moon or some shit? I know Mercury's in retrograde. I'm not entirely certain.
It's ending at 4:20.
Dope.
Wow.
This is Kate.
That was the wrong sound effect. There we go.
What was the other one?
This is Kate Warren.
No.
I'm like, get out.
No.
Devil.
Sorry.
There's only two bitches on this show and you ain't one. Miss Warren.
She has a show here at the Lion Hotel on Full Service Radio. Listen to it. I completely forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
It literally doesn't you matter. Are being really positive.
Yeah, so much for that.
Hey, she said it. I didn't.
What'd I say?
Nothing.
Oh.
You're feeling positive.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I was like, what part did I do?
Nothing.
I didn't do that
you
yet.
You did the good part. I did the bad part.
I liked it. Thank you for being my white ally and doing the dirty work. It's real cute of you. I think now is the perfect time for us to do our horoscopes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I know what I was going to say. Hold up. Stop, Jack. Guys, Jack is back from LA.
Hey.
And oddly enough, he's no longer black.
It's the strangest thing.
It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was like a surgery that they do in LA.
In LA, yeah. Which is weird. You would think that you would come back from LA blacker, but no.
No. You ever been to LA?
No.
It's a California thing.
California.
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. Okay, now back to horoscopes.
Okay.
All right. So we get our horoscopes from our best friends at Broadly. They love this show. And emotionally, they sponsor us.
They don't know it, but...
They don't know it.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. It's all good. I think we should start with Aquarius.
Aquarius. Mercury retrograde ends today, Aquarius.
Holy shit.
Communication issues at work will finally start to clear up, and a fantastic new adventure's on the way soon, which might even see you traveling far.
Back to LA.
Oh my God. Who knew?
Crazy.
Aries.
Me.
This has been a rough Mercury retrograde.
No fucking shit.
But you have worked through many fears, Aries.
Girl.
You're one of the most courageous signs in the zodiac. But even you have your sensitivities. A new adventure is coming soon.
I'm gonna get a new job today. Fuck you, employer. Taurus?
Yes.
Taurus. Mercury retrograde has been rough on your relationships, Taurus.
True.
But you've learned a lot. Things you previously weren't aware of have come to light. Mm. But today, the retrograde ends, and it's time to move forward.
Where's my adventure?
Girl, you went through it. You're good. Relax. You good, girl. Best friend? Naomi Campbell?
Is that Leo?
I like this. No, she's a Gemini.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Stop rolling.
Gemini. Your ruling planet Mercury finally ends its retrograde today, Gemini. Your schedule is going to start making more sense.
Yes.
And things in your relationships will smooth over, too.
I know. We got into a really big fight, but it's over.
Yeah. Gemini. And for Dottie. Our Saint Dottie. She's a Leo. Mercury retrograde ends. We know this. God damn. Mercury retrograde ends today. Finding you in the middle of a tricky situation at home or in your family. This is very accurate for Dottie, as Buddy has just gotten neutered.
Yes.
However, lighter days are on the way. Fun and pleasure is in store.
Yay, treats.
Yay. Dog horoscopes are the best. Jason, what's your sign? Cancer? Okay. So for our guest... Cancer. Because you're ruled by the moon, new moons are especially sensitive times for you, dear crab.
Dear crab.
Light shade there here. Astrology. Fucking crab. This new moon in major when it comes today, when it comes to, what? This new moon is major when it comes to self-care. Maybe if I learn how to read.
You know how
that
to
would
read.
Be
you
helpful.
Got it.
I know how to read.
You
shit.
Did it.
Okay. Mercury retrograde ends today. Of course, duh. We already figured that out.
Had to
which
be mentioned.
Means you'll have an easier time scheduling things and more time to make your art. Accurate as shit.
Aww.
Oh my God. It's like they read you down, crab.
I just love that they said dear crab.
All right, guys. And those were the horoscopes that matter to us.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like knowing Mercury. Well,
a lot happened there.
Mercury yeah. and retrograde's ending.
Guys, did you know that Mercury and retrograde's ending?
I heard. I think.
I don't know.
It.
There's a new moon as well. But mostly, I heard that Mercury retrograde is ending.
Wow.
Thank God.
No, thank Mercury.
Oh, ending. retrograde.
There is no God.
No.
Where was the fucking explosion after that?
There you go. Yay.
This section is kind of like a nightmare.
Your taxes will be due soon. You have no money for gifts this year.
Oh, that was true.
Donald Trump has 2 more years.
Oh, girl.
Of living?
Yeah. We'll say that, and it's not a threat, just a fact.
Yeah.
I, Jack Inslee. No, I'm just kidding. I was going to say no. I didn't threaten anybody.
Don't do that.
I just realized.
Save that for Brandon's show.
We have to do affirmations.
We need to have an affirmation today.
We're done with the thankful, grateful section because November's over.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So we're not thankful anymore?
Nope.
No more thankful.
No. It was a gimmick, clearly.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Hey! Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Just get affirmed. Affirmations. Go get it. Go get them. Hey. Oh my God. All right. Y'all, I came prepared today. Excuse me, scrolling.
Is that all you?
Yeah. I came prepared with notes today for this affirmation. It's a bit much. Okay. So we're going to start this off with a statement. I will not let anyone weaponize my truth. Protect your image at all costs. Okay? So, I follow this woman. Her name is iHeartErica on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She is a queer advocate for sex-positive behavior and marginalized people, minorities. Kind of just like, she's just a really great advocate for... continue the conversation about diversity and inclusion in America in different contexts. And she was talking about something, but basically, she was talking about debt in America and how she has accrued a lot of credit card debt from college. And she said it with a disclaimer that said, I will not let you weaponize my truth. And I thought about that. I was like, well, that's interesting because a lot of us are living... We keep talking about living our best lives,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes living your best life is not living your perfect life or what somebody else would perceive as a perfect life.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come back and they'll use those failures or their perception of what your passion is mm-hmm. to weaponize against you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is your duty to not allow them to do so.
Yeah.
On your journey to becoming great, you will fall. You will not always look perfect. It is not somebody else's duty to tear you down and to remind you that you did not do that well. So you need to like own that image. And I think a perfect example of somebody who does that is Beyonce Knowles. So think about, remember that that meme a couple years ago of her on stage and has a stank face?
Yes.
And she's looking all fucking crazy?
Yeah.
And then after that, have you guys seen any more fucked up images of Beyonce?
No.
No. That was a moment of her performing. She was in her passion. She probably looked great on stage. But somebody chose to put out a fucked up image of her. And she's like, you know what? No more for you guys. You have lost your privilege to portray me in any kind of fucking way. You no longer allowed to do that. I rebuke you. Fuck all that shit. And I think that like that's something that you can take into your life. Where did I leave off at? I think... This is something that you can carry on to your personal relationships. I know everybody has that one friend that likes to bring up old shit.
I hate that.
Fucking hate that. I have this dude that I work with who I would have considered a friend if he mm-hmm. didn't keep bringing up this one time I got really fucking high and I thought I could drive a car. And it's not funny, but I did run a red light and it was fine. But this motherfucker brings that shit up all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, you gave me that.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it's really fucked up that you can't see our friendship or me evolving beyond that one point in my life. Like, that is not something that we need to keep bringing up and fucking talking about. It's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's all you have. And also, that's like a light flex for somebody to try to bring you down. You know, like,
yeah,
when people keep bringing up shit, just old shit that's like not in a constructive way, it's not in positive ways, it doesn't reflect you in a positive light, it's time to let that motherfucker go.
Well, they're using, like,
you don't let people humiliate you. You do not let people treat you any kind of way. You have to stand up for you, because when you stand up for you, you show other people how they should treat you. Mm-hmm. Do not let them weaponize your truth. That's it.
That's it.
I did not move to LA.
Yes. That's it.
That's it. Well, thank you, Allison, for that.
You're welcome. I had a lot of notes for that one. I really felt that one this week.
Yeah.
Good. It's important, though.
It is.
It's a good
Very
point.
Important.
Should we take a quick little break?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, cool. This one's called Tao. It's by my friend Kuyo.
Service
Radio.
Yep, you lost
that. Welcome back to GTFO Radio. This is Paige Blissner.
This is also Paige Blissner.
I am going to be talking about myself to myself for the rest of the 45 minutes we have for this beautiful show.
We have 45 minutes left?
No.
That felt like it was
for
like
the rest
a fucking
of
decade.
The 45 minutes we have.
Oh,
the show.
Okay. Dope.
It felt like a decade.
It we is saw now 2028. We are approaching our 40s. No.
Yeah.
Will I be into my 40s by then?
Yeah.
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 Damn.
Yep. shit just got real for us.
The person who comes on the show after us is Brandon Weatherby from Brightish Young Things. And he turned 36 last week. And then I realized, I was like, shit, I'm going to be 36 someday too. I hope.
Someday, yeah.
But like sooner than you think. Like 30s are flying by.
Yes, they are.
In like a really nice way. I'm like, man, things suck. But like overall, I'm much better than I was like in my 20s.
Yeah, 20s is shitty.
Oh my God. Well, do you know how much time I spent fucking crying in my 20s? I think I cried every day my 25th year. That and then it was like when I turned 26, I was like, oh, bitch, your eyes are dry. Are you okay? That's like how fucking sad I was. I was just like, everything was confusing. It was like being a teenager again, like going through puberty every day. But like, you know, like, oh, I have to have a career. I have to like, I'm an adult now. I have to be in some ideal of whatever the fuck I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
It was a goddamn mess.
Quarter life crisis.
Oh, girl.
As we say.
Girl. Okay. So, since it is the end of the year and possibly the end of our lives, we thought that we would spend the last month of this year discussing in detail about things that we actually loved this year of certain topics. And it's really funny because Paige is a DJ.
Yep.
And loves fucking music. And we literally never talk about music on this show.
Nope.
So this show, we're going to talk about music.
I'm not prepared for this.
You should be.
I have a lot of hate for music this year.
Then we'll talk about it. Let's work through it. I'm trying to cross my legs and I'm going to fucking fall out of this lovely chair here at the Line Hotel. I'm going to be honest. I think I only listened to two albums this year. And I only give, that's the only thing I give a fuck about was Unknown Mortal Orchestra, which is so fucking hard for me to say, but I love this band so much.
Yeah, you saw them in Richmond.
I did.
This year.
Oh my God, I love them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's so good. But I'm looking at like, Fader's list and like NPR's list. And everything I like is not on there. So I'm wondering, is my taste in music trash? It might be.
Let's see what the Fader faderless top music 2018.
Yeah, I didn't know any of those motherfuckers except for like Cardi B.
Let's see.
Also, a band named Thin Lips was on there.
I thought
that was great. I listened to them last night because their name was Thin Lips. But it's nothing I would have like sought for myself.
I don't know. Where's the fader list?
Was it fader?
Or
maybe it was Raider. I don't know, girl. I was on somebody's other shit.
Best music 20. I think New York Times put out a list. NPR, Billboard. Nope. I guess NPR.
Oh, the Billboard one's very shitty.
I'm sure it is.
Because they have Extension as being what, like, of the top, what, 10 artists of the year?
But isn't that, do people decide that, or is that something based on, like, the charts?
It's based on the charts and, like, streams and shit.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he died,
if
you
die, yeah.
But Mac Miller's not on there.
Well.
He died.
Well, Extentacion.
Is that
that is how to say it, right?
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Well, I dare him to say something about it.
Well, he won't.
He won't.
He's like, I'll see you in hell. You can't laugh like that. This motherfucker's dead.
I mean, fuck him. He was a terrible person.
No, he was.
He's a terrible fucking person.
David Byrne. I dance like this. I don't know what that is. Amanda Shires. Brockhampton, Public Practice.
Can we talk about Brockhampton?
Sure.
Do you know who they are?
I thought it was a person.
No. I thought it was a person that.
Okay, so let me tell you about.
Shit.
Let me tell you about Brockhampton. Brockhampton is this little boy band. They all formed on the internet. It's like six motherfuckers.
This shit is like 12 motherfuckers.
Okay.
Is it a? Well, I don't get it.
It's 6 to 12 motherfuckers. And I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but let's just say I saw them this year and I was very fucking confused. It was like a Wu-Tang show.
What?
Without, like, but only because there were like a million people on stage.
Formed partially through the online forum Kanye to the.
No.
And defined themselves as a boy band.
Yeah.
This looks like Disney Channel Wu-Tang.
It is Disney Channel Wu-Tang. That's actually the perfect description. And that's exactly what they sound like.
I'm about to... Hold on. Let's,
but you know what? They're really fucking popular. People love it. It slaps to many.
It slaps to many. I'm about to list... Let's see. Oh, this is... Oh, that's not Brockhampton. Here's Brock. This is Brockhampton Gold. Okay, so it sounds like rap. Cool.
Oh, also a lot of them are gay. That's the other guy.
Complex Magazine describes the group as gay, black, white, DIY, ambitious, all-inclusive, and would-be pop stars.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
yeah.
It's funny because
this boy's in a cardboard box.
So they have
DIY, baby.
Wow.
That's him coming out.
It's funny because in 2017, Brockhampton played at Rock and Roll Hotel. It's a smaller venue in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
This year, they played at the Anthem.
Good for them.
That's a huge change of venue. Like, that's a completely different world. So, kudos to them for...
massive.
You know, really good marketing.
For really good marketing.
Because that's what that is.
Yeah, it's interesting. For their, like, crew, they include, like, their graphic designer and their...
Is he in the band,
designer.
Too?
Yeah. That's cool, though, because you do have to realize that, like, a big part of an artist nowadays is, like, their marketing, their image.
It's true. They are
branding.
Part of the band.
Yeah, so they're, like, yeah, they play a huge part in our identity, which it is.
You know what? That's very progressive of them.
I hate progress. Just kidding.
There's a member of this group that is called Bareface. I'm learning a lot.
Just about Brockhampton.
They remind me of... do you guys watch the show You're the Worst?
No.
Have you heard of it? It's on FX.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so there's a... the girl who is the lead character, she's the A&R PR person for this like music company. And she has this rap group that she represents. And one of the characters, guys, his name is Shitstain. And that's kind of that what that reminds me of. Bareface and Shitstain.
Oh, I have seen that show. Mm-hmm. Wait, have I? Fuck, that sounds really familiar.
And it's funny because all the white characters are like, I don't know Shitstain. Like, they're just like... they're very polite about how they speak with this man named Shitstain.
That's funny. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So Rockhampton, they had a good year. Trying to think of other pop acts I was like really impressed or surprised by.
Mariah.
She came out with stuff. GTFO.
Yeah, but that's only honestly, we're only interested because she borrowed our name. And
have you listened to the album?
Nah, I'm not going to
listen
to it. It's
fucking good.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck
it's
about it.
It's really good.
I feel like Ariana Grande came out with a lot of stuff, but I don't really. I'm like not that into her stuff.
Did we discuss this off air?
I don't know if.
We have discussed Ariana Grande's voice and why what our qualms are with her. And I like her, but I feel like she doesn't sound like an adult, which kind of like is a disconnect for me with like listening to her music. Like God as a Woman is a lovely song, but it sounds like a teenager singing it. And I think that Thank You Next is also a beautiful and very powerful song, but it sounds like a teenager is singing it. A very teenager with a great voice.
I know. I just
she's
feel
got
like
the range.
She is old. I mean, I feel like she's old enough now to be able to deliver. Same boat.
That's without auto-tune. Yeah.
It's like, it just doesn't, it's like not there yet. It's like not doing it for me. I'm like, it really bothers me.
I don't know. Break free still. That song is.
She has the kind of voice where it's like the girl in high school that's like a good singer. Like she's good, but she's not going to win any competitions or anything.
Thank you.
But I feel like I think it's pretty clear she has the potential and she's just not doing it. And I don't know why. If it's like they're holding on to the like adolescent idea of Ariana Grande and not letting her be.
That's a whole.
It's interesting that you say that because I feel like they do that with a lot of.
Oh, totally. Artists.
Like,
totally.
Look at Cardi B and how they held on to her image of being like this sort of young, you know, rap ingenue, whatever, until she had a baby. And now they want to change her image to be something else. Like, you really want to, especially I feel like with minority artists, they want to hold on to like their, this sort of like a less powerful, less aggressive, not a fully realized woman for as long as they possibly can.
Yeah.
God forbid Ariana Grande gets pregnant because then they're gonna be completely fucked. You're gonna hear her voice get hella bassy real fucking quick. That bitch gonna sound like fucking
she mean Nina Simone.
Harriet Tubman after she fucking from the Underground Railroad. That's what she gonna sound like.
Thought he wasn't a match. Then I woke up with Sean. Thank You Next.
That was pregnant Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she sounds really good. Like like her uterus dropped. I don't know.
You gonna see that happen.
Yeah, she just becomes like a country music act.
Speaking of country music, do you listen to Kacey Musgraves?
No.
I don't either, but apparently
everybody
she's popping.
Says this shit's good.
I've heard it's just wonderful.
That's good.
I don't even know what it sounds like.
Let's find out. I heard that she's killing it.
I heard, she's on all these like end of year lists and whatever. Let's see. So this is Butterflies by Kacey Musgraves. Anywhere. I already hate it.
Yeah, I don't like this either. Caught up in a web,
I
was getting kind of
used to staying there. I see.
You know what? I don't hate it. I can bop to this. Let me see. Is this her top song?
This is what I expected it to. Paige, I feel like you'd like this, Paige.
Well, I was going to say, I'd probably listen to it and not tell anyone about it.
Something you learn about
I mean,
Paige,
she has been pretty silent about this. She's like, I don't know.
Having seen Paige DJ here at the lobby a few times, you really learn how much she really loves pop music.
I do. I have strong
opinions.
Oh,
so our guest, who's not allowed to speak, just sent me a note, and it says, I can take pills to this. Perfect.
This is like the big one, I guess. 20 million views.
The Space Cowboys. Save yourself
from marriage. Oh, it is.
Is it?
Ooh.
This one. You
don't save coming out hard. From marriage, you're a horrible person. If you won't have a drink, then you're a prude. Okay. But they'll call you a drunk as soon as you down the first one. If you can't lose the weight, then can we just get to the chorus?
This is like more of a country song than the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, country music lyrics are like super literal. No, they are. And I think that's why a lot of people, they're like so accessible. That's why so many people, that's why people are like into it. And then it's, I mean, it is like essentially pop music, like, but acoustic pop music.
Strung together Facebook statuses.
Yeah. It is, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
What's strung together Facebook statuses?
Yeah.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
That was good. Jack
I mean,
Hitler.
They're not like, I feel like with country music, they're not trying to be intellectual, whereas someone like Lana Del Rey is like trying to be more like intellectual. Like other bands might try to be like more intellectual with their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, to think about the same type of people would be more intellectual with their emo Facebook status.
They're like, life is poetry. Yeah. I'm just going to just let it be beautiful.
And then country music is, I'm fucked up, let's fuck. And then...
Oh, I was talking about country music, but if you think, I'm fucked up, let's fuck, that's country music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you not agree?
I feel like that's all music, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like every song is, I'm fucked up, let's fuck.
All right, pop music. 2018. I'm fucked up. Let's fuck.
Actually, you should, you know, go ahead and write that song. And let's make millions.
I'm doing it. Robin came out with the album.
She did.
Yo, that is a good album.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yes. Ever Again, it's on repeat. I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to see Robin.
I am too.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate Anthem, right?
Oh, yeah. My God. I'm excited.
March 3rd?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's March 3rd.
Doesn't matter.
I love Robin, though. Oh, my God. She stays playing the songs for your feelings that you can, like, sad pop bop to.
Mm-hmm.
You can sad grind on somebody to, like, literally any one of those songs, and I love it.
Yeah, Robin's really good. It's interesting how it is, like, kind of topical emotionally for so many ranges of what you're feeling. Like, you could feel really happy. Yeah.
I'm just betting you with this, you know. Keep talking.
And you could.
I can't.
But you can also be like in a bad mood and like listen to it and it's like, it like gets you.
God, my spine is spaghetti now. I don't even know.
It was dope about this record. I learned that she, the songs on the album are in the order that she wrote them and as they happened in her life, kind of.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that dope?
That's interesting.
Let me...
Well, she, like,
so it's like a nice story.
Yeah, she broke up with her collaborator of many years and then they got back together and then somebody close to her died also.
Damn.
Yeah, there's like a lot of shit that happened in the last few years. I fucks with this album.
I just like, well, then Ever Again's the last one.
Come on, let's have it out.
That was me being Robin.
It was really good.
Thank you.
I loved it.
She's going to think I'm so talented when she listens to this show later because she's a huge fan of DTFO Radio.
Totally.
You can find us on iTunes.
We're actually helping her with her next album. Got some drops. anyways, so I forgot this came out this year. NPR for number one has Childish Gambino, This Is America.
Bruh, isn't it crazy that I forgot about that song?
Yes.
Or
us. Everyone.
Bruh, the first time I saw that video, though, I was really high and I thought that the government was trying to get me. Because it was so, I mean, there's so many messages in there. Like, especially when, like, do you remember the part where he's, like, dancing and then all of a sudden somebody's, like, thrown off a balcony? I was like, oh, shit, is they listening?
Yeah. You know, visually, it was really intense, and vocally, it was intense. Lyrically, I mean, it was really, I feel like it was really timely.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And it's crazy because this year has been so stressful and negative for everybody. Excuse me. A song like that? No, I think a song like that, in any other time, being as significant as it was, it would have been had like a bit more of a lasting power. Like that song in itself is like a Beyonce drop, you know, the artistry, the imagery, like,
yep,
brilliant. But we've kind of just let it go to the side.
Well, I mean, don't be like hard on ourselves for that, just because so much has happened.
Not only that, we're just inundated with a lot more music than we've ever been before. More, the internet exists, you know?
Yeah, I definitely have, this year I tuned out a lot of music because I couldn't do it anymore. It became like really exhausting to keep up with everything. Because I used to be like obsessed with knowing what was new, the coolest thing, you know, because that's what I'm supposed to do. And I started to just like selectively listen this year.
I think that's a product of you just getting older. You start to like stop wanting to like things that everybody else likes, and you start to like want to listen to things that make you feel good and like feel like you. It's like developing your own style, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, I always, you know, pay attention to the Billboard Top 100 and then like what people are playing on radio stations locally, what people are talking about. Like, I'll go through listens really quickly, and I fucking hated so much pop music that came out this year. It made me so mad. There's like so much music. I've like played it out just because I'm like, okay, let's see if I'm the only person that's not that into it. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this popular? It's like really slow. Nothing's fun anymore.
I'll tell you somebody I thought that I was going to hate, but I'm obsessed with a little bit.
Yeah.
Sheck Wes.
I don't.
You know, Mo Bamba.
Oh.
Everybody's listening to Mo Bamba.
Yeah, I heard that.
Everybody love Mo Bamba. I know that motherfucker's in some trouble right now for doing something stupid. However, Mo Bamba, Liv Sheck West, the whole Mud Boy album, it really was a bop for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it. Lil Baby. Only because his name is Lil Baby.
I want there to
My favorite lyric of the year is "Wah wah wah, bitch, I'm a baby." Like, what the fuck? Hell yeah.
I want there to be a breakthrough artist in 2019 named Lil Doodoo. Lil Doodoo, Lil Baby. Make a boom boom. Win a Grammy.
Oh, Grammy's too white for that, boo boo. Too white. Do you have a favorite song of this year?
I mean, I would have to think about it. No, not off the top of my head.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have any song that you were just like, I'm just listening to this on repeat. Like, I cannot stop.
No. I have, like, obscure albums that I was really into.
It doesn't have to be from this year. Just literally any song.
I don't know, man. Mm. I listened to a lot of Motown this year.
You did. We have our little group playlist, and you put all Motown songs on it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone likes them.
You're adorable. It's very cute. Do you want to pass me a note with your favorite song of the year on it? Jason. Jack Inslee, do you want to contribute a favorite song of the year?
I'm trying to think about it. I don't know.
Damn, y'all are killing it.
I don't know. It's a really important decision to verbalize.
You guys act like this is like a...
I mean, I think Mo Bamba was the song of the year. If I had to pick a song of the year, that shit stuck. But then again, I Like It Too by Cardi B, maybe. This isn't my favorite. I'm just saying, like, what was the biggest tune of the year? I don't know. Was Lemon? Nah, Lemon wasn't this year. I don't think.
No. That was last year.
That's far back here in the booth.
Am I still here?
Are we going to...
I can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
I can.
Are we going... Can you hear me?
I can hear you because you're next to me.
Well, no, do you hear me just in your headphones?
Girl, whatever, I guess.
Okay, I wanted to talk about this really quickly.
Please.
No, Cardi B and Offset.
Yes!
And that woman, Summer Bunny. Okay, do you know Summer Bunny?
Summer Bunny?
All right, so Offset was trying to proposition a threesome with this model, I guess, Summer Bunny, and another model, I don't know, Cuban Doll. Those are their Instagram handles. I don't really understand how fame works anymore. And I guess these illicit text messages came out, and Cardi B and Offset are getting a divorce now. Really sad. Anyway, so this woman, Summer Bunny, makes a statement, like, apologizing to Cardi B, how she, like, didn't mean to ruin their marriage and she never wanted to be that woman. And she didn't know that their relationship was like that.
She didn't know that their marriage was like that?
I was reading this, I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? No one knew who she was, first of all, so she's clearly doing this for fame. Secondly, like, what does marriage mean? Like, did you, with
JK, we're legally bound together. I didn't know it was serious. What a stupid bitch.
Yeah. The other woman hasn't said anything. Well, as of at least this morning, but yeah.
Summer Bunny had nothing to say. Crazy.
No, Cuban Doll had nothing to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. God.
This was Cardi's announcement. Oh, hold on.
And, her topless?
Bugging me and everything. And, you know, I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now.
That's how you knew
it
was over.
And we're really good friends. And, you know, we're really good business partners. And, you know, he's always somebody that
1 year
I run to talk to. And we got a lot of love for each other. But things just haven't been working out between us for a long time. And it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love.
So the funny thing is,
we're not together anymore. I don't know. It might take time to get a divorce. And I'm going to always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father. And yeah.
So wow. Notice he didn't
writing the
resume.
Textbook on breakup videos.
Yeah. First of all, she's topless. She's wearing a red wig. She looks fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time she called him my baby's father and the father of my child, that's when you knew it was over. Those are those lovely co-workers. They're like, I'm going to be really fucking nice about this, but I'm definitely keying your car. And I farted on your pillow. So good luck with that pink eye, bitch.
That video is like, you know, that's like getting fired. That's like a boss trying to fire you politely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the song of the year. That video.
Cardi B, otherwise did. She had a pretty good year.
She had a great year.
So.
Ain't it funny how, whatever. Once she gets on, then he wants to start acting up.
I mean, of course. Like I mean, they first just of all, they're young.
Fuck him.
They're famous. They have fucking money. Like, I don't really know. I don't know. Celebrity marriages.
Do we want to put bets on for Justin Bieber's marriage?
Ugh. He's married.
He got married last month to Hailey Baldwin, who immediately changed her name to Bieber.
Hailey Bieber. Yeah, she's a model, even though she's really short. She's just like really good at Instagram and being born to famous people.
Isn't she one of the Alec Baldwin's daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, being born to famous people. Into money. Yeah, I don't know. I think they'll break up next year. Didn't Bieber propose to Selena
Gomez?
Yeah, didn't they date?
He just likes getting married. He just wants somebody to love.
I just need somebody Thank to you. Love. Thank you.
Yes.
I still play that song.
It's a good song. I like Bieber's music.
Yeah, me too.
He's a bit of a scumbag. He looks like he's from Dundalk, Maryland. But, like, Bimble. I fuck with that.
Yeah. Yeah, he does look really...
He looked real dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Here's a picture.
I think that... I do have to say...
All right, so the person, honestly... what? Okay, so did you guys know that... Justin Bieber has a pastor that he hangs out with.
Yeah, this guy.
Like shirtless pastor.
Yes.
Who looks like he's also from Dundalk, Maryland, but he's your friend who's from the suburbs who skirts saying the N-word a lot and doesn't wear a shirt.
Like this pastor in particular.
Oh. And another note from not for the microphone. It says he's gay. Haley is a beard. Here we go. You heard it last here at GTFO Radio. Girl, we knew that.
Yeah.
We knew. Come on. Come on with it. Well, that was a successful music. Look at that dog. You're so tiny.
Pretty cutie.
Anybody's cool.
We've come to no consensus on a song or album of the year from this show. Huh?
I do have to say, I was really excited to see that more Latino artists were getting attention this year. And like not just attention, but also being on Billboard's Hot 100, which says a lot about it. So,
what was that one, that guy that I was briefly obsessed with?
Oh, I forgot his name.
Maluma or some shit.
Yeah, I can see his face.
Yeah. He's like my type, but like I don't know what his music sounds like. I'm like, I'm glad that you're a great artist.
Yeah.
He was cute. Kuko?
It was the...
He's like this like bedroom poppy artist. He's real cute. I like him.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I would actually play that stuff out. Most people, I mean, no one was like, oh my God, I love this song, but it like worked. That music is fun. It was good music, not like this, not like Chainsmokers. I hope they are gone in 2019.
They are coming back.
No, I hope they're gone. And I don't want Zedd to make any more of that shit either. Sorry. I'm mad.
What's the name of that motherfucker that plays? Oh, Grizz. Who are those people? Are you friends with people that listen to Grizz?
Nope.
Who's that?
That's the motherfucker. He's a DJ, but he also plays a saxophone at the same time.
Come on.
Yeah.
I've seen him. Yeah, it's very annoying.
No,
I've seen him.
That sounds horrible.
Play some Grizz right now. You'll be really upset.
Is this
you did.
It? Ooh,
no, I don't think so.
You sure?
I'm not certain. No. If it gets really annoying after the drop, like
No, he was on like the first or second Holy Ship.
Really?
Yeah, walking around that boat with his saxophone. People were like, oh my God. Man.
Oh, I see. Is this it? This looks, it's
G-R-I-Z.
Oh, it's a lowercase I.
Lowercase I, everything else uppercase.
Yeah. Good times roll. That song is fucking terrible. You should play it.
I got hard times loading up here. We just got YouTube ads because you know, we broke over here.
Nice.
He is known for playing saxophone along with producing funk, electro soul, and self-described future funk.
All right.
Stop.
So let's talk about that.
So corny.
Oh,
can you imagine the person that listens to that and likes it?
Yeah,
exactly what they look like.
They look like
they're
like
white.
Wibble. What do you call
like
them?
A jam band, you know?
We're not about to call that girl out.
No. There's a word that I'm trying to remember.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's big facts, though.
Yeah.
That's the demographic.
What is the word? Wookie.
Wookies?
Yeah,
Wookie.
Yeah. That is the word. That is
wasn't
the word.
Wasn't going there. I was trying to remember.
So our artist of the year here at GTFO Radio is obviously Grizz. He's changed our lives. Thank you, Grizz, for blessing us with that wonderful fusion of saxophone and funk and soul, because
so
you're great at it.
Deep. It
it's
is
deep,
so
man.
Deep.
This is profound.
Yeah.
The profundity. Motherfucker.
Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Oh, man, the comments on this. Oof. Grizz, you are the last hope for modern music.
Log off.
Such respect for bringing so many various instrument licks and riffs into these songs.
Oh, you know what he sounds like?
Wow.
He's like Fred Durst.
Yeah.
You know? You remember when people were like, oh man, fucking Limp Bizkit, this is so progressive.
Yeah.
Except for they weren't using that word back then. They were like, I love hip hop and rock. Fuck.
Okay, this doesn't seem like satire. This seems real. This is from Dylan Lesner. This is a comment on YouTube. I was bumping this through McDonald's drive-thru today. Pull up to the window to pay, and this beautiful woman says, $3.22 is your total. P.S. What did he order? I love that song. Long story short, left with her number. Grizz, good looks.
What the fuck?
Man.
That just made me so mad.
Dylan
The fuck does
Lesner.
That even mean?
Someone collect Dylan Lesner. He was last seen on
at McDonald's.
At McDonald's.
Listening to YouTube.
Ordering $3 worth of food at McDonald's.
He like went out of his way to go to that YouTube page to say that.
Yeah.
He's
like, I'll have one medium McFlurry, thank you.
Or he was like really high and just imagined that and typed it up.
No.
He's a real person.
Dylan Lester?
Are you looking him up on Facebook?
I'm looking him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm
on,
guessing
on,
this
I'm looking
is
up
real.
On Instagram. Lester?
30 years old from Southgate, Michigan. This Grizz is from Detroit. I'm buying this.
Was his last name Lester?
Lesner. L-E-S-N-E-R.
Not two S's.
There's only
oh,
one. Dylan Lesner.
I found this dude on Facebook.
I found him on Instagram. He has 67 followers.
Wow.
And a baby.
We should tell him we just made him famous.
We should book him next week.
I want to follow him. I'm following Dylan Lesner now on Instagram. Everybody else should follow Dylan Lesner.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we have to go.
We ain't got
to
do shit.
Yeah, no, that's
we should go. Okay.
Hey.
Do you know who else is suggested we should follow is this guy? Oh, well, never mind. That's for me, not for you.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
You know what it is. You know exactly what it is. It's a white dude with a beard. That's who the fuck it asked me to follow.
I'm really glad you admitted it.
I mean, it is what it is. So if you're a white man with a beard.
Come on down.
Come on down. I don't even care. You're probably a terrible person. But I'm with it.
She's into it.
I'm into it. Wow. This has been a lovely show.
Yeah.
Very, very deep cuts and thoughts about music happened today.
Yeah.
We should be fired.
Close. Close. So I want to thank you all so much for listening to GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane.
And I am Paige Plissner. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GTFO_radio. We're live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern at fullserviceradio.org. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search GTFO Radio, or you can download our episodes from gtforadio.fullserviceradio.org.
Thank you, Grizz.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dylan.